The Kate Daly Show, because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
Technically, even if you died of a clear alternate cause, but you had COVID at the same time, it's still listed as a COVID death. So everyone who's listed as a COVID death doesn't mean that that was the cause of the death, but they had COVID at the time of death. I hope that's helpful.
Is that we're going to have two viruses circulating at the same time. This spring that we just went through, February, we had a benefit of having the flu season ended. So we could use all our flu surveillance systems to say, whoops, this is coronavirus. We need to focus. Next.
Do you think that race plays a part in wealth distribution or either a mindset that you can't
today,
or cannot?
Yeah. No.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't. Hey, you and I, we're proof. Why would race have anything to do with it? Put your mind to what you want to do and go for that. It's kind of like religion to me. It's a good excuse for not getting there.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. So happy to be with you. And, of course, a big thank you to Dr. Batar for coming on. And he's the outspoken doctor that does all the videos. They all have gone viral, millions and millions and millions of views, educating America. Yes, you have an immune system. Take off the mask. And please, please understand what we're up against here, because it's far bigger than a cold virus. And we really, really need to understand our liberties at stake. We also have another movement going on in America to take down our history and to remove our history. And it's interesting how Black Lives Matters, when you give money to them, as all these corporations have done, it all goes to the Democratic Party. Is that why you can't give money to a behavior? Because it doesn't do... Oh, yeah, you got to have some place to put it. They're putting it in the Democratic Party pocket. And so it's kind of amazing to watch. We have the great Dr. Duke Pesta and Uncle Milty. Man, what a double whammy show this is. This is just amazing. And I really appreciate both you guys hanging out with me in this hour and coming on and speaking some truth here. Dr. Pesta, nice to have you. Uncle Milty as well. Thank you, Dr. Pesta, for coming on.
I just got to ask, if we're both whammies, what's a whammy?
We'll discuss that during the commercial.
in the adult portion of the
yes,
show.
Yes, the adult portion. Man, oh man, oh man. I feel like my country's burning down still. And I feel like the narratives keep shifting, that they want us to believe. And they came out with a poll today, and it said 62% of Americans stand with Black Lives Matters. And I went, they stand with a Marxist group. But I don't believe the polls, because I think the polls are... They ask questions in really strange ways to get the numbers they want. So I'm always with that caveat. But still, I mean, what in the world? The headlines over the last week since we had you.
There's a lot going on. And I like what you said at the beginning. Our country is burning. And that's a metaphor to it. I mean, literally, yeah. It's true. But it's a metaphor. The country we grew up in is being burnt away. Mm-hmm. And I would be willing to bet if you ask those 62% of people who stand by Black Lives Matter, do you also stand by Antifa? And do you also stand by George Soros and the radical anarchist group who are funding them? And do you also stand by looting and burning and rioting and the defunding of cops? I'll bet you that 62% drops way below 50. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing I want to say is, so these questions are dishonest the way they're asked to the American people. Second thing I want to say is we have to have a conversation about the destruction of all of these monuments. This is a big deal, and I think, to me, this is a bigger story, honestly, than the George Floyd story, which is tragic. What's going on, the kind of cultural erasure that's taking place right now, and it's being done with all the authorities, police officers, smart people, politicians, everybody who should know better, who's just turning their back and letting it happen. This is like allowing spoiled brat children to just, for a couple of weeks, destroy your house. All right, Daddy and I are going to go to the Motel 6. You guys do whatever you want. That never ends well. And the kind of cheesy, transparent, rich guy white guilt that's enabling this, because they think in their Hollywood Hills and in their Washington, D.C. suburban suburbs, this will never come to them. They are sadly mistaken about how history works. Once you allow these forces to destroy what you consider to be the enemy, they're coming for you next.
Right. Yeah, so true. And we've got these monuments. This was an opportune time to jump in and take the monuments. It's so interesting to me how this originated as a George Floyd situation and quickly, fly by the seat of your pants, quickly went into this monument taking down of history. I mean, it was they've been poised to do this. They've been taking jabs at it for a long time. But this time people aren't saying a lot about it. And that's making me more nervous. People aren't saying what they would have said before, or at least gone up against it because of their Black Lives Matter thing.
This is the thing. I mean, literally, Black Lives Matter has become something that is utterly it's sacrosanct. You can't criticize it. So there's a huge, the cancel culture is working here. Don't you dare even criticize these people, which empowers them all the more. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of this can be explained through what's happening to our monuments. At University of Oregon today, rioters took down two statues. The university condemned the taking down of those statues as vandalism and lawlessness, and yet then agreed with the protesters that they would not be re-erected, the monuments. You see what they're doing?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, you are wink, wink, go ahead and do this. At a Portland, Oregon high school, mm-hmm. a statue of Thomas Jefferson, was taken down. And when it was taken down, we have video of these kids are talking to the statue as if it's Thomas Jefferson, blaming him for the history of slavery, and then they take bats and start beating the statue. What this tells you is just how shockingly violent these, if that was Thomas Jefferson standing there, or anybody, or some 80-year-old Confederate soldier or whoever, they would feel absolutely justified in beating real people the same way. And think about the Jefferson thing for a minute. Jefferson tried to write, he inherited 167 slaves from his father. He took no new ones. He tried to write slavery out of the Declaration of Independence, but the Congressional Congress put it back in to keep the South as part of the early colonial states. Then he had no place to release his slaves, because had he released them with no other area of the country where they could go, they would have been re-slaved, probably, most likely. And if he had just callously put them on boats and sent them back to Africa, I think our social justice warriors would have hated that just as bad.
Yep.
Nevertheless, in spite of that, in spite of those mitigating circumstances, here's a guy who created the document that made it possible for the evolving course of the law to demand absolute equality for people of all races. Mm-hmm. And so here's a guy who was 300 years ahead of his time politically, but who in his own private domestic life was a man of his times. And so now that's not enough. We are completely judging every aspect of our history and culture through the lens of what modern, uneducated, spoiled brat Antifa college kids think. Think about this. Immediately, Boston, who paid money years ago to create a monument to Abe Lincoln, the Emancipator, with little black kids at Lincoln's feet, he announced today that he was taking the statue down, right? So you have the statue of Matthias Baldwin in Philadelphia. Here's a guy who spent 30 years prior to the Civil War working tirelessly as a Christian abolitionist, trying to get rid of slavery without bloodshed and violence. Mm-hmm. His monument was desecrated. These kids, it shows you just how utterly uneducated these kids are, that even those who were on their side, they're attacking and destroying. Furthermore, we've got to stop playing the anthem. Just stop playing it. Why? But given that the corporations, Hollywood, academia, our politicians have all agreed that we're all in on Black Lives Matter, we're not going to challenge this, we're going to support it. We now know that the NFL is going to have a great big kneel fest. Doesn't it seem insulting that now that we're all Black Lives Matter people, that you're going to make these poor NFL players mm-hmm. kneel? And while they're kneeling, you're going to play that offensive anthem? I mean, wouldn't it be better to – why are you subjecting these noble football warriors, these social justice warriors, why are you tormenting them with what is now obviously a racist anthem? And why are you torturing them with flags and flyovers when our military is nothing but evil, when the flag is nothing but a symbol of hate and oppression? So there is no place to go now. There's no place to draw a line in this culture and say, that's a bridge too far. That's a monument too far. That's a flag too far. We either surrender entirely, and we're halfway there, mm-hmm. or All the forces of anarchy will say is it's not enough. Right. And given that we've capitulated so far, there's no way for us not to capitulate entirely. That's the future, and it's being mapped not by agitators in the street, but by the corporate board offices of the great of our corporate Wall Street, of the tech giants. It's being orchestrated in academia and high school, thanks to things like Common Core. This is being orchestrated. There's no way to half surrender here. Right? Mm-hmm. What they're expecting is full surrender, and I don't see how you tell them no now.
It'll be difficult. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Sorry, did I do that vocally?
They put out information. They're saying that roughly 1,800 Confederate symbols lie across the United States. Mm-hmm. 776 are monuments. We've already destroyed 141 Confederate symbols. And and the problem is it's at the point now where we're just destroying history. It doesn't matter if it's a Confederate symbol or not anymore.
That's my point. That because of the premise of Black Lives Matter as it's currently configured and everybody rushing to genuflect before them, that's what they're telling you. There is the culture is absolutely irremediably wicked. So there can be nothing left of it when all is said and done. I mean, because the more you leave of it, the more you justify their anger, the more fed up they get because you haven't gotten rid of it all. Again, if you're going to, and I said this 3 years ago, if you get rid of the stars and bars and see it's only the only possible interpretation of that flag, the only one is racism, then by definition, you're going to have to get rid of the American flag. If you're already coming after Jefferson, the Jefferson Monument's got to go. That means also that the Washington Monument has to be renamed, right? His statue, Washington's statue, was beheaded today at George Washington University. They beheaded the statue, right? So the Washington Monument has to go. Tell me why we keep up the FDR Monument when he interned the Japanese. Tell me why we keep that one. Why do we keep the Vietnam Memorial when we were waging war against poor yellow-skinned people in Vietnam? Why do we keep the World War II monument when we attacked the Japanese, right? When we dropped the nuclear weapon? These things now are not just academic questions. Mm-hmm. These are, if you're doing this, then you have every right to do that. If you're taking that down, then this has to come down too. And there is no force in America, including Donald Trump, who is egregiously silent on this. Maybe he has to be. Maybe it would cause his re-election more harm than good to speak out. I don't think it would. Yeah. If he took the lead in condemning this, because there are no adults in our culture who are anticipating this where it's logically going
to
go.
Yeah, and he has to speak out, and we can't put up with, you know, the election as a reason or excuse. He's got to. And what are they going to replace all this with? Do they say? What statues would they like? Yeah. What country do we become when they put up the statues that they want?
Yeah. Britney Spears and Dolly Parton were mentioned in Louisiana.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Dr. Duke Pest and Uncle Milty. Don't go anywhere.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I said, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi, Hi there. I had to play Brittany. There's a reason for that. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, what an amazing, amazing supplement. And 31 fruits and vegetables, well, you just can't go wrong. So make sure that you're getting Balance of Nature in your diet. I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of fallout from things, whether it's 5G, whether it's all these things combined, who knows, all the things in our bodies. There's a lot of things coming. And you need to be ready for these things. Make sure you're getting Balance of Nature. Balanceofnature.com should be something that is in your arsenal at home. It really should be. And if you can get extra and store it, I would say do that for sure. Also be taking it every day. Shore up your own immune system right now. And you'll thank me later, I promise. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and start taking this. You'll get 35% off, free shipping. You can try it out. It's guaranteed. It'll ship in 24 hours. Got a free health coach to talk to. They're not trying to sell you anything. And let me just tell you, this product is amazing. You're going to have everybody in your family taking this product at balanceofnature.com. All those testimonials are real. All the ones you hear on commercials, they really are that good. And I would not talk about them on the show if I didn't love the product and trust those people that make the product. It's a clean product. And I'm telling you, it's worth it. I did my homework. This one was head and shoulders above the rest. Of course, I've got Uncle Milty. I've got Dr. Pesta. I will take your calls. I can take your calls right now, too. I know you probably want to talk to Dr. Pesta. He's a fan favorite. And please call up 888-673-1450. Dr. Pesta, why did I play Britney Spears?
Oops. Okay, let me tell you. So we were talking about the seriousness of the destruction, the symbolism, right? Go back to Henry VIII and the stripping of the altars, the desecrating of the monasteries. Mm-hmm. Think about the jubilance from progressive sources when Notre Dame Cathedral burned. You think about what this message is sending to Western culture. This is a great big suicide note, and we don't even realize it. The ignorance of the kids doing it, these young punk kids who've been infected with identity studies politics at their universities, they're the ones doing this, and they don't even know who these people are. You had UK African woman who was a former parliamentarian. She was a black woman who used to be in parliament, and she was on a show the other day, and she was demanding the taking down of monuments to people like Winston Churchill. And the person interviewing her said, give us the case for why we should take down Churchill specifically. And she kept deferring. Finally, the host said, well, tell us why Churchill. She said, quote, well, honestly, I don't know much about anything about Churchill. I don't know who he was. But if he's got a statue to him, I would ask him, does he deserve it? She literally said that.
Oh, my gosh.
You have another activist in the UK who wants to boycott Kellogg's cereal now because of, quote, those three white boys, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
The fake cartoony guys? Okay.
Snap. And she wants to know why white Rice Krispies are white and three white boys, but Cocoa Puffs, at least in the UK, used to have a mascot of a gorilla. See? Cocoa Puff. Right?
No!
And then, to me, the coup de grace is what happened in Louisiana.
I want to ban Corn Pops because of Corn Pop and Biden. So I'm totally banning Corn Pops. I actually have a caller for you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're on with Dr. Pesta, Uncle Milty, and myself.
Hi, Kate Milty.
Hi.
Dr. Pesta. I wanted to add, you said a couple times in the last 15, 20 minutes, talking about these uneducated, spoiled little brats.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add that they're uneducated with a bachelor's degree or a master's degree from a liberal arts university. They still can't formulate a coherent sentence without using the word so
or like
I'm all or yeah, no, or no, yeah, every second or third word. So to me, teachers who demand a pay raise, like, look, first of all, from kindergarten on, you'd have not done any correcting because our 25-year-olds today are less capable of oration than I was when I was four.
Yes.
But
Dr. Pesta has something to say. Dr. Pesta has something to say.
First of all, I love you, so don't take what I'm about to say as serious because it's a joke. It's playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
But as somebody who spent 25 years in university, here's my response. It takes a white guy like you to think that the purpose of school is correcting anybody. The purpose of school is not to correct. It's let the little snowflakes blossom into the kind of radicals that are willing to act and not think. Right. And all your emphasis on correct grammar and speaking properly, do you not know that Ebonics is the soul of the nation and to force people to speak white bread English? And this is all garbage, but that's exactly the... So what you and I consider failure, and I'm inside the system, right? Mm-hmm. What you and I see with our own eyes as failure, they see it as rebellion. And go back to what I said before the caller called in. I think the single biggest, the dumbest example of how dumb these kids is what's taking place in Louisiana, where there's thousands of names already on a petition to replace Confederate monument statues with monuments to Britney Spears and Dolly Parton. Literally, the petition says something to the effect of, Britney Spears is a role model for all Americans. She overcame mental health issues to become the diva she is today, and she is well worthy of a statue. They don't even know who to replace.
Little Miss MK Ultra, huh? Okay, so she's the diva? She's the diva we need a statue of. She overcame shaving her head and being going mental for a little while. Okay, I'm in now. Got it.
Louisiana is also her home state. Okay. So, but over 40,000 people have signed this petition.
Yeah.
How ignorant. Where did they find these people?
I don't know, but I have a feeling if aliens are real, they're going to stop coming here because the second we put up a Britney Spears statue and take down all of our history, we're done. We're cooked. I don't even know what to say.
That's right. But ask yourself this, too. How in the world can we allow Martin Luther King's statue to stand?
Yeah.
I mean, stop and think about that for a second in Washington. First of all, he was a reverend, which means he participated in the Christian imperialist forces of the long march of evil Christianity. Number two, he advocated against nonviolence. What we're told now is that looting and rioting are the mandatory requirements for this kind of protest, and King stubbornly refused to engage in it. I mean, on top of that, for the hashtag MeToo crowd, he was aware of the fact that his own staff were engaging in orgies and rape parties, and he very well may have known it. You can't keep his statue up. He is not the right kind. See, let me ask you this. What kind of black person in the past can you actually build a statue to? I mean, you think Britney Spears, if Britney Spears is good for Louisiana, then what? We should have a statue of Oprah in the center square of Washington, D.C., right?
Yes.
But you can't put, right? You can't put MLK's statue up. You can't leave it.
Right.
What blacks, even going back in history 20, 40, 50 years, were pure enough to satisfy this crowd?
You're not going to find any because they're just, that's how you know it's paid for, because they're tearing everything down. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
I mean, Frederick Douglass was a Republican, right? I mean, that's another thing I forgot to mention about Martin Luther King. He was a Republican, right? And so you literally, these guys, you're going to have to create all new heroes. And that's why you're getting dumb suggestions like Britney. They have nobody. They've already decided that history is so wicked. I just started today writing a short article. Can I share a couple points of this with you?
Yes, and then we'll take a caller right after you're done. Go right ahead.
Okay. Number one. This is the world we live in now. Racism is no longer defined by actual racist thoughts, words, or actions. Now, racism is an essentialist, irreducible, a priori, ontological condition. It's in our DNA. And to question that we're all racist is racist, number one. Number two, racism is permanent and indelible because every aspect of our culture, history, language, and reality is founded exclusively and in totality only on racism and white supremacy. And third, despite racism being permanent, unavoidable, and utterly inevitable, and despite requiring no actual proof of racism to identify that everything is racist, after all, evidence and proof are archly racist and white supremacist constructions, we must nevertheless labor exclusively to eradicate that which cannot be eradicated, reform what is beyond reformation, and extirpate that which is universal and omnipresent. That's the new rationale of the left. It is utterly unarguable. It is everywhere, every aspect of our culture. It must be destroyed, but it can never be made to go away. That's why they're burning everything down.
Yeah.
That's how they think.
Amen. Amen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Dr. Pesta. Go right ahead.
Hey, thank you. So glad to be here. Just a couple quick thoughts, and I'd love to hear you guys' take on all of this.
Okay.
So I was listening to a pastor that had a radio program, and he brought up a really good point. He said, in a nutshell, for too long, Americans have, in our culture, we've had one foot with the good side and one foot with the evil side. He's like, I'm just going to call it out. And he said, you know, I think Confucius used to say that if you straddle the fence, you're going to get nailed. And pretty much that's what has happened. It's been a long time coming, but finally it has exploded. And so with these protesters that are actually rioting and doing all of these crazy things, I know that nobody wants, the good people in our country do not want violence. But how do you extricate a cancer from our country?
Okay.
Because honestly, I believe, and I think that Dr. Pesta alluded to this a little bit earlier, you're going to have to go in and you're going to have to cut them out, and it's going to have to be forceful, and it's not going to be pretty. I don't know when we started to negotiate with terrorists. He just said that Antifa is a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we, and I don't know that there's any finessing, but sometimes you have to go in and say, enough is enough.
Right.
And we're not negotiating with terrorists, and you're all going to be rounded up, and maybe they go to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Dr. Pesta, you want to address?
Brilliant. And let me say, first of all, that the one foot on the right side and the one foot on the left side for a lot of years, that was being a Christian nation on the right side that refused to be openly and evangelically Christian. Christianity at some point in the 70s decided that actually promoting itself and trying to lure people to it and trying to demonstrate the beauty of loving thy neighbor, we decided that was suddenly colonialist, right?
Right.
So those are the 2 feet. Right now, the Christian foot has stepped over the other, over the fence and is now on the side of the radicals. And you mentioned a great analogy with regards to cancer.
Yeah.
Right now, it's not fixable because we have decided with total irrationality that the cancerous tumor is the victim that the healthy body is preying upon. And if you just erase and kill the healthy body, the tumor will become a better thing. You know what's going to happen, right? The tumor exists parasitically off the body. Just like these Antifa thugs and these confused Black Lives Matter people, they exist because of civilization. It is civilization, Western civilization, that doesn't shoot them, that doesn't arrest them for vandalism, that bails them out after they beat people up. Civilization has done that. And so with her metaphor of the cancerous tumor, they don't realize. We have decided that the tumor is the victim and the healthy body is exploiting it. We're in the presence of killing the healthy body, and the minute that happens, the tumor dies too. But these people are so myopic, they can't understand it.
Amen, brother.
Yes. Amen.
Amen, brother. Great stuff. We are great questions, great responses. We're going to go to a break, but we'll tackle some things when we get back too. And I'm still reeling over the Britney Spears that they want Britney Spears and Dolly Parton. Okay. Anyway, I just have no. Sometimes I just have no words on this show. This
they
is
better,
one of those moments.
They better figure out a way to prop up the front of that Dolly Parton memorial. That's all I got to say.
Could you imagine the stilts that have to go? Anyway,
that's gonna fall right on somebody, and I wouldn't mind being the guy it fell on either.
Wow.
Oh, I love it. All right, I just love Dr. Pesta. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, and we'll take your calls too. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9.
Oh, yeah. Dolly, sing it. I mean, I think every state should have just a statue of Dolly. You know, no founding fathers, no history, no statues of anyone that made a difference in any way. Just Dolly.
Now, by statue, do you include the inflatable ones?
Yes.
Here's, we got to be fair here. I really do think, though, that Dolly Parton herself would find this to be the dumbest thing she's ever heard.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't want to blame Dolly for this.
It's
a bunch of ignorant rubes who've suggested this. But I'm not so sure about Britney. Maybe she's already getting herself cast in bronze. Who knows? But I like to believe that Dolly Parton has a lot more sense than that. But take that lyric. Take that lyric and compare it to the Declaration of Independence. And isn't it obvious how superior the 9-to-5 is to all that mumbo jumbo about inalienable rights and stuff like that? I mean, man, let's get rid of all these figures. I still can't get over that woman, that parliamentarian in England who demanded the removal of the Churchill statue and thought Churchill was some dude who was still alive today. She had the vaguest idea. That would be like being an American and not having the vaguest idea who George Washington is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you on this. And, you know, with the Supreme Court ruling, it's been really interesting because when you go back to the Civil Rights Act, that actually promoted racism. It gave us affirmative action and it gave us quotas and numbers that we still have today, in certain respects, right? That I have to have this many blacks and this many Hispanics and women-owned business and whatever we want to talk about. But it gave way to all those things because The problem was we didn't notice, or we all thought that this would be fair. This would make things fair. Attitudes, beliefs, biases, judgments, those are all things that come naturally to us and that we have to work on individually. And you would hope it wouldn't come into place in the workplace, but sometimes it might and it always will. It's kind of like human behavior. It happens. And so that's not racism, but that's what the legislation was seeking to change. And so the Supreme Court decision plays well into what we're just talking about on this overall messaging from Black Lives Matters, right? Black Lives Matters. And if you say White Lives Matter, no. We're the only ones. We're the ones. And now it's LGBT. We're the ones. And guess what? Every business in America was mean to us until today. Now today we have freedom. Do you want to comment on all of this? Because
I do.
The
civil rights movement did something very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It did not. It passed basically sweeping legislation that did not guarantee blacks equality before the law. They had already had that. Even though it wasn't being employed, they had that. And they had the Constitution to back that up. What that did is what the civil rights movement did is demanded actual equality of outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And the dangerous of that, for the first time in American history, we went to equal before the law, which is all we're guaranteed, right? We all should be treated equally before the law, regardless of race, class, creed, or gender. We went from a system based on that through the civil rights revolution of the 1960s to a standard that said unless everybody is only equal if they have the same things, if they are the same things, if they're treated exactly the same way. And so we decided that by taking huge piles of money from one group and giving it to another, that was a justified measure of equality. That now people of any race who didn't take advantage of their tremendous opportunities, that was because they were victims, not because they were lazy or ignorant or uninterested, right? So what you got with the Civil Rights Revolution was this argument that C.S. Lewis warned us about in the 1930s. He warned us about the I'm as good as you philosophy that was coming to America. The idea that equality under the law was not equality. That equality meant that everybody should possess, have, attain, achieve exactly the same thing. That there can be no fundamental differences. And you see how far this has come now, even between men and women. Men and women must be the same thing. You cannot, and that's what J.K. Rowling is finding out, right? If you want to defend actual males or actual females, you are a bigot who has to be canceled. We have to pretend they're the same thing. We have to pretend. That, remember Rachel Dolezal, the white woman who was in charge of an NAACP chapter in Washington?
Yes.
The left told us that if she thinks she's black, she's black.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
So that's my question. Why are you stealing my stuff? Why are you burning down my Target or my local liquor store? I'm a white guy who thinks he's black, right? And the theorists say that's okay, but the rioters don't.
Yes.
We are actually getting closer to full equality, though. More and more of us are becoming ignorant, and more of us are heading towards poverty. When it gets to the bottom, we'll all be equal.
Well, that's socialism, right? Equal right. misery. And that's what Lewis was warning us about. It's a hallmark of socialism.
Yep.
You don't drive everybody up. You drive everyone down, Common Core. It's much easier to dumb everybody down and call it equality than it is to raise up the lowest performers, right? There will always be people of any race who don't want to try, don't want to take their opportunities, right? And so but we keep arguing that until those people are like everybody else, they didn't fail society. Society failed them.
Right.
And so you're taking the freest, most opportunity-driven country in the history of the world, and you are turning it into its opposite, right? That social justice means less for everybody. Social justice means that because we can't elevate or educate or enrich everyone, we have to de-educate, unrich, unequalitize mm-hmm. people. That's what they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah, well, their failure is our fault.
Right.
I've learned that a long time ago.
We'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. If you'd like to ask Dr. Pesta a question, by all means, give us a call. 888-673-1450.
And while we're waiting for calls, I'd like to point out what you said, the second part of that.
Mm-hmm.
This ruling by the Supreme Court is that ruling now, right?
Right.
That I'm not surprised. That we were always going to lose this. I would have guaranteed you that the fifth vote would have been Roberts. He was going to side with the progressives on this, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And Gorsuch, I'm surprised that Gorsuch joined them. And it was Gorsuch who actually wrote the ruling, and it was a monstrosity. I mean, it ignores all the First Amendment consequences of this. So what happens now if a group of Roman Catholic nuns don't want to provide the birth control to their employees? That was completely ignored. Every serious First Amendment consequence of what they decided yesterday was ignored. They just decided, like making up, turning Obamacare into a tax instead of a mandate, right? And then rewriting it. That's what John mm-hmm. Roberts did with Obamacare.
Right.
What they basically just said is that that transgender people now have the same protections as African Americans do,
mm-hmm.
right? And what that means now is transgender men, you just did this. You don't even realize it yet because they weren't interested in this. All the ways that Donald Trump has defended and Betsy DeVos have defended actual female athletes, how the Department of Education has ruled that Connecticut allowing men who think they're women to run alongside girls in sports, all those things have now been invalidated.
Yep.
Now, the minute you deny a transgender any athletic opportunity, you will get sued straight to the Supreme Court. They have set that precedent. If you're a local group of nuns who will not provide health care that includes birth control to your employees, if you're a Colorado cake baker now who refuses to bake cakes for transgender wedding ceremonies, the precedent is now set. You can be sued to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has already decided that you are mistreating those people. You have, and all of those aspects of our freedoms and our religious liberties, our First Amendment right to speech and association, our First Amendment right to religious protections, they just undercut all of them to ennoble a tiny group of people called transgenders.
It's so true. And I you know, on this whole premise, and this is what bothers me so bad, is the founding fathers had a lot of wisdom and they knew this. And they knew that if you could not legislate attitudes and behaviors and beliefs. Those things come with experience and time, and you want introspection and you want to change how you think. But now what this does is it gives way to tell people what they think. So I can assume that you fired me because I was a woman, not because
That's
I
right.
did a horrible job. And so now we're giving people the it fits the discrimination, go with it, you've been wronged because of your feelings, instead of, you know, just having it work itself out.
This is a business I'm working for that has 15 employees and only one transgender employee, me. And I'm the only one who got fired. And
right.
so therefore, it has to be gender discrimination,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's the thing. I mean, there are so, relatively speaking, few transgenders out there. How do you argue if you're a business owner? If you hire an obvious transgendered to be in your business, you better plan on never firing them, no matter what they do. The only way you'll be able to hire a transgender is the week before you fire it. I'm going to use that pronoun.
Mm-hmm.
That's my preferred pronoun.
Right.
Before you fire it, you have to hire another one so you can say, oh, see, we have two. Now I can legally afford to fire you. And that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how negligent they are. Mm-hmm. You have opened the door for this kind of pursuit. You just made all Gorsuch and his clown show, him and Roberts and those Democrats, all they did was make trial lawyers a whole lot of money. That's all they accomplished with this.
Right.
It's really not about telling you who you can or cannot fire. It's about telling you who you have to hire.
And that's the point. And once you hired them, you can't fire them, right?
Right.
That's the point. I think you're right. Not having them is going to be proof of how persecuted they are.
Yep.
So what's going to have to happen is you're going to have to artificially create millions more of them so that you can then put them in all these positions, or you're going to have a lot of savvy tricksters pretending, right? Mm. And quite frankly, I don't understand why. I've told young kids applying for college this for a long time. Just check every box. Mm-hmm. You are African-American, you're Inuit, you're transgender, you're gay, you're straight, you're white, you're Hispanic. Check them all. Because the minute the university comes and demands you prove it is the minute you've won them, because you can sue their pants off for trying to violate your privacy, right?
Yeah.
Check every box. Be everything all the time, because there's not a thing they can do. The minute they ask you to prove it, their whole world crumbles.
So true. Yeah. Amen.
They've set themselves up for a pretty good trap.
We have a quick caller. Make it quick. You got 30 seconds.
Yes, the big issue here is the unconstitutionality of the law they're referring to, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. This is the big issue. I dare any of you tell me where the Constitution authorizes the federal government to decide who a person can hire or fire.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about.
By
race or any other grounds. Mm-hmm. So that Constitution is the supreme law of the land. All other laws have to be subservient to it in pursuit of it.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what we should be arguing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sir, you can make exactly the same argument about how they passed abortion law, right?
Yes.
You could make Roe versus Wade is exactly the same thing you just said. And while you're right, 150% correct, they've been ignoring the Constitution and passing this garbage for so long now that sadly it is its own precedent.
Yep. Yes.
And it is unconstitutional and it has destroyed this country. Mm-hmm. But I don't see how you put that genie back in the bottle. Hey, did you see it?
Yeah.
Britney Spears reference.
Thank you. Really bringing it home.
That was the other one.
Christina.
There you go. I got my divas mixed up.
Yeah,
I apologize.
My twerps. I got my twerps mixed up. Hey, that's you're right on. You're right on. And so is the caller. They've been ignoring it for a long time. And we have to remind people that when they did the Civil Rights Act, like I said, we all thought it was going to make things fair. Did it? You know, Biden just said, I'm going to pick somebody, a woman and a black vice president. Is it the best person for the job, or is it just because he wants to go for these two classes publicly? To me, I'd be offended if I was the one that he thought should be in that role. I'd be offended that I could only be the best black woman. I'm not the best person for the job, right?
If Biden was really woke, and he should be called on this by all the woke people. If Biden was really woke, what he would say is, as a white man, I have no right to pick my own vice president. Somebody pick it for me, right?
Yeah.
That's literally what he should do. But notice how progressive white liberals never do quite do what they're telling the rest of us we have to do. He'll choose. What he should say is, I'm putting together a commission, Al Sharpton, a racially diverse commission of all progressive people who will decide who that would be following his own rhetoric. But no. Sleepy Joe will, after he's done gumming his farina, one night take off his shades and pick the blackest, womanest person he can find. He'll decide it.
I don't even know how to follow that one up.
I like the commission idea. At least then when it failed, they're to blame.
Yep. Although failure for progressives is always a promotable offense, right?
It always gets
you more than you lost.
There you go. Dr. Pesta, thank you. That was a great hour. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And see you back here on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. God bless.
That was great. And catch the Dr. Duke Show. He's amazing. The Dr. Duke Show plays on the Kate Daly Show page right after this, actually. So you can go catch it right there live. How wonderful is that? Anyway, be back tomorrow with Susan and Melissa and a lot tomorrow. And Eric Moutsis joins me on air as well. And everybody have a good one. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you tomorrow.